It's Tuesday, September 26th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Daniel 4:17 says, "The Most High rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whom he will." And America's conservatives are split down the middle on today's hotly contested GOP runoff election in Alabama's U.S. Senate race. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence have both campaigned for Luther Strange, while Steve Bannon, Dr. James Dobson, and Franklin Graham are pushing for Judge Roy Moore. Graham commended Judge Moore for his guts on Facebook, noting that the Alabama judge is, quote, "one of the few willing to stand firm for truth and against the erosion of biblical principles. He sets a good example for all of us. God bless him. He and his family have my prayers," unquote. And Dr. Ben Carson added his kudos for the judge as well. A Signal poll of Republicans in Alabama over the weekend put Judge Moore ahead of Strange at 52-41%, what the polling company called a, quote, "near certain win," unquote, for Judge Roy Moore. The victor will likely trounce the Democrat contender in the general election in this GOP-dominated state. An Albuquerque Mennonite church has appointed a lesbian head pastor. That's a first for the denomination and the fourth homosexual that has been credentialed as a pastor in the Mennonite Church USA. The Mennonites follow in the footsteps of the Evangelical Lutheran Church since 2010, the Presbyterian Church USA since 2012, and the Episcopal Church USA since 2003. Jeremiah 5:30-31 says, "An appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule at their direction. My people love to have it so. But what will you do when the end comes?" Australia's popular referendum on homosexual faux marriage continues, and polls are saying the yes vote is well ahead at a margin of 57-34%. Only 15% of the voting population has voted so far. The deadline for mailing in ballots is November 7th. The Daily Telegraph reported that thousands of pro-homosexual activists rallied over the weekend in Brisbane, and only 20 showed up at the No Rally in Sydney. Australia, Northern Ireland, and Italy are the last of the major Western nations to hold out on approving of homosexual faux marriage. Ephesians 2:8 declares that by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. But 500 years after the fact, over half of Protestants in America now agree with the Catholics on the doctrine of justification by faith and works. Only 46% of U.S. Protestants believe in justification by faith alone, according to a Pew Research study. The governor of Puerto Rico told CNN that the United States is facing a, quote, "humanitarian crisis," unquote, after Hurricane Maria hit the island Commonwealth last week.
It is nothing short of a major disaster. We have a lot of flooding, a lot of infrastructure damage. Our telecommunication system is partially down. Our energy infrastructure is completely down.
He also forecast a, quote, "mass exodus," unquote, of Puerto Ricans to the U.S. Millions of Puerto Ricans will be without power for months, and most of the buildings have been destroyed or damaged. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said yesterday they have taken President Trump's recent comments as a declaration of war against them. Is Obamacare here to stay? Both the right and the left of the Republican Party are not happy with the repeal and replace bill some have dubbed Obamacare Lite, which comes before the Senate this week. Senators Ted Cruz and John McCain have both registered their opposition to the bill. Senator Cruz of Texas appeared on the Houston-based Michael Berry radio talk show.
My biggest concern with Graham Cassidy right now is it preserves too many of the Obamacare regulations. And that's what I'm really pressing with Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy to change. That biggest reason people are hurting under Obamacare is that it's made premiums skyrocket, and it is those regulations that are driving premiums up. So my hope is that we will see the bill give Texas more regulatory flexibility and give consumers more freedom.
Several other Republican senators will reportedly join them to prevent passage. The U.S. violent crime rate has risen for the second year in a row, according to the FBI's annual reporting. The homicide rate increased 8.6% over the previous year, and the rise in the overall violent crime rate was the largest in 25 years. And finally, a Canadian bride and groom were posing for photos in Cambridge, Ontario, Canada, when the groom spotted a small child drowning in a nearby river. Clayton Cook leapt into the river in his tux and saved the boy's life. The wedding photographer captured the whole scene. The photos, which we have linked at theworldview.com in today's transcript, have gone viral. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 26th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.